There was a question asked in the halakha. Somebody forgot to count Sefirat HaOmer at the night, and he also forgot by day. So we always learned that going forward, he cannot continue to make Sefirat HaOmer with a beracha. Question is, let's say he's the Shaliach Sibur of the Kahal. Now comes Arbit. It comes the time of the Sefira. So the question is, can he make the Beracha in order to be Motzi, other people, their obligation? Chaura, if he's not obligated, so how could he be Motzi Acherim Yedei Chovatam? Actually, the Pri Hadash brings it ayah from the Yerushalmi. Ben Ir eno motzi le ben kerach. You have a Ben Ir, he's obligated to read the Megillah on the 14th. Now he's in the Kerach. He's in the place where they're obligated to read the Megillah on the 15th. So the Ben Ir cannot be motzi the Ben Kerach. The Yerushalmi says, Shekol she'eno mechoyav bedavar, eno motzi et acharim yedei chovatam. He's not chayav in this mitzvah. Ben Eir is not chayav to read the Megillah today on the 15th. So Rishami says he's not chayav, he's not mechoyav, he cannot be motzi. Even though technically, if he wanted to, he could have made himself chayav by, you know, sleeping over and so on. But at this point, he didn't. Therefore, since he's not chayav, he cannot be motzi. So the Pri Hadash comes along and says, "Who adin over here? This guy missed Sefirat HaOmer. He's not chayav in Sefirat HaOmer anymore." But since he's not Hayav in Sefirat HaOmer, so he cannot be Motzi Acherim Yedei Chovatam. So the Maharam Ben Haviv in Ginat Veradim, he says, I don't understand what the Raya of the Pri Hadash is. We have a general rule that says that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, that everybody's responsible for each other, and even though yatsa motzi, that even though you fulfilled your obligation already, so you could be motzi others. He brings an ayah from Rashi. Rashi says in Gemara Megillah in the beginning, she'ahad b'bnei ha'ir kore lebnei ha'kifarim. He says that somebody from the city, that's not chayav only on the 14th, he can read for the kifarim, that they read already on the 11th, and the 12th, and the 13th. So he says, you see why? Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, that they're all shayach to the mitzvah. So therefore, you could be motzi others yedei chovatam. And therefore, he wants to say that we don't go with that Yerushalmi. And therefore, he wants to say if a Ben Ir went to the Krach on the 15th, even though he fulfilled his obligation on the 14th, he could be motzi acherim. And as a result of that, the Pri Hadash doesn't have a ra'aya for Sefirat HaOmer. And the Rav in Mikra'e Kodesh, he writes another reason why to argue on the Pri Hadash. He says, that which we say, Kol HaBerachot, Afapi Shiyatza Motzi, Velo Amrinan Kevan Shiyatza Kevar Lo Hashim Mechoyav Bedavar. We don't say that since he did the mitzvah, he's not Mechoyav Bedavar. Meshub de Gavra Bar Chayuvah. He is a Bar Chayuvah, he just was Yotzei the mitzvah. It's a davar acher gorem lo, because he did the mitzvah. So he wants to say that really this guy's chayav in Sefirat HaOmer. It's just that he can't make the berachot because davar acher garam lo, because, you know, he missed the night, he missed the day. But be'etzem, he's chayav, but for a technical reason he can't make the beracha. But that is not going to make him, that he cannot be motzi others if they need him to be motzi him through his berachah, the shiliach sibur. So comes out we have a machloker over here between the Pri Hadash and the Ginat Veradim. Although what the Pri Hadash says is a little different than what the Ginat Veradim said. You know, over here, on the day of the 15th, the Ben Eid is not chayav at all. You bring me a ra'ayah, kevan shiyatzam motzi. But that's talking about where both had the same chayuv on the same day, and just that one guy was yotzeh already. So it was yotzeh, so it doesn't matter, you're both chayav today. The analogy would be on the 14th, let's say. Somebody read the Megillah, so it can be motzi, 100 people. Kivan shiyatza motzi, because both chayav on that day. But when it comes to a case where a guy is a ben Eir and he's not chayav bichlal on the 15th, who says we say kivan she yatsa motzi? Kivan she yatsa motzi is when at least you had a chayuv on the same day, but not when you had a... So therefore, could be the Yerushalmi is correct, like the Pri Hadas said, and the claim that the Pri, that the Ginat Beredim has is not correct. Chama Vadya actually brings that down. He brings that down when he says, the kevan di ulav bar chayuva enu yochud leatzut yedei acherim v'chakadav b'shut bet David, that same sevara. In any event, he brings sevarot back and forth. Can the hazan be motzi or not? Pri Hadash, no. Ginat Beredim, yes. Mikrei Kodesh, yes. And he brings back from the Rabbanei Saloniki, Sheshaliyach Sibur Sheshachach Lespor Laila Echad, and the next day. Yachol Lespor Achar Kach Beberacha, Kishu Mevarech Lotzi Achelim Yedei Chova. And then he brings from the Knesset the Gedola on that Minhag of Saloniki that said it's okay. Ube'enai in Hora Azu Nechona, Klal Ve'ikar, it's not a correct Hora'ah. The Kevan Di'i Ulav Bar Chayuva, Enu Yachol Lotzi Achelim Yedei Chovatam. So, the Maaseh Chabavadya brings many poskim that take the Pri Hadash, and in his conclusion, he writes that Safek Berachot, and therefore we're not going to let the Hazan make the Berachot to Motzi. But then he just throws in Va'ayin Shut Shevet HaLevi Chelek Gimal. Then he says Ve'yesh Lakshot Al Devarav. Over there, the Shevet HaLevi was discussing from a different angle. He said the Shaliach Sibur a lot of times is the rabbi. And he said if the rabbi is, he's not going to count the Sefira, so it's a busha for him. So it's a Gadol Kavod HaBiriyot. And if you say anyway, these type of Berachot, even if he makes the Beracha, it's only the Rabbanan, such a Isur Beracha LeBatala. And anyway, it's a Sefek Sefeka because... or at least one sefek, because according to some Mishonim, each mitzvah is a separate night, so he's really still in. So he makes all the sefekot, and he says in his conclusion, the Shevet HaLevi, that because of the busha, he can make the beracha b'sibur, and no problem. Acham Avadya over here does not conclude like that. Acham Avadya concludes, Im shachach l'spor laila v'yom, שמן היום האהוב והלאה סופר בלי ברכה, אינו רשאי לעבוד לפני הטבע. כדי לברך ולספור העומד להוציא אחרים ידי חובה. Although in a previous daily הלכה, we did quote the Shevet HaLevi, that was before Chama Vadya came out with the Sefer. Although, it should be noted, and obviously there must be a difference, Chama Vadya in Yabi HaOmer, Chelek Chet, has a case of a pidyon, where they came to the pidyon, and all of a sudden was found out that really she had a miscarriage, that was a late miscarriage, and therefore really this child is not subject to a pidyon, but everybody's there already. So Chama Vadya is discussing that's going to be a big bizayon. Everybody's just going to go home. So Chama Vadya's question over there was a little different. His question over there was, does the lady have to say anything? Does she have to say it? Or can you just keep quiet and we'll just continue... We'll continue on. In the end, it comes out that she doesn't have to say it. And therefore, in order to save the bizayon, so it could be that was a little different over there. The question was, does she have to announce it to the husband, say, hey, there's not a pidyon over here. Let's keep quiet, let everybody do it, what they think is going on over here. There's nothing to announce. He knows that he didn't count Sefirat HaOmer. He knows he's out of the game. Based on the Pri Hadash, Kevan, that he's not a chayab, they cannot be motzi, and that's the way he comes out of here. So we'll have to adjust our previous conclusion from the Shevet HaLevi. Chama Vadya did see the Shevet HaLevi clearly at the end of this teshuvah. He says, "Ufi ani udati nireh sha'ikar sheyesh lachush ledvere rov acharonim ve'en la'asot ken shesafek berachot la'akel." He writes this again in Yabi HaOmer in Chelek Chet, which I have the Yabi HaOmer over here. In Ora Chaim, Siman Mem Vav, in Mem Vav, not the whole Teshuvah, only in a small paragraph over there, starting from Ot Bet, where he goes into also this inyan of the Ben Krach and the Ben Ir, and he brings the Yerushalm and he brings the Pri Hadash, and he comes out the Maaseh from a rabbi called the Mahara Yisrael. He was a rabbi in Egypt. Pesefer Kiseh Eliyahu Shedevrei Pri Hadash Nechonim Vereuyim Lemi Sheomram V'Hamabarech Al Sefirat HaOmer Leotzi Acherim Havi Beracha LeBatara. And against the Mikra Kodesh. And then he writes, V'chen Maran Achida B'Birkei Yosef Hevi Acharonim Shehalku Ala Mikra Kodesh V'Siyem Al Devrehem V'Achi Naktinan. וכך כתב הרב שלמי סיבור, ועיין גם במכתב לדוד, שאלה גם כן לחוש לברי הפרי חדש, שאף שיש לצדד בזה, you know, there's two sides, לא מפני שאנו מדמים, נעשה מעשה, ובפרט מחשש ברכה לבטלה, and he says that that's the way חיים פלאצ'י, comes as well למועד לכל חי, שלעניין ההלכה נקטינה כדברי האוסרים, או כדברי האחרונים שאוסרים, לשבע תעשה עדיף, ואפילו מושס קבוע. Even if he's the shas קבוע. So, but he knows what happened, the guy missed. So it says, יעבור אחר תחתיו, וכן פסק בסידור בית עובד. So come on, yeah, has enough poskim. Although you have that שיטה of the בושה, but come on, yeah, did not take it in יד ספירת העומר. So therefore, למעשה, if the חזן, or the Rav, or the Shas Kavua is out, and we're not going to let him say, well, let me just make the Berakah be Motsi others so I could just, continue to make the Berakah. That night, we're going to say that Safek Berakot.